listening to TBR Radio, brought to you by the Barnes Review. I'm talking to you. Now, the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show with your host, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Hello, everybody. And I'm very pleased today to be able to welcome back a real expert in a variety of fields. He's a musician as well. And I'm going to bring him up right now. It's Dr. Eric Karlstrom. Eric, are you with me?
Yes. Hello, Andy. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you on board. What we had a little discussion before the show, and just for the benefit of the listeners, we're going to call today's show the gang stalking of a targeted individual. And that's going to be the main topic of the show. We're going to talk about any other topics where we might end up going in different directions. But the purpose is that on tomorrow's show, I've actually got a targeted individual that we both know. Who's going to do a show, The Experiences of a Targeted Individual. So it's going to be a double header for you, just to give you insight into this subject, and it may help you work out if there are strange things going on in your life, what might be behind these. You might be a TI yourself. But is there anything else that you'd like to bring up first, Eric, before we go into this?
Yeah, well, again, it's great to talk to you across the pond and have the technology to do that, Andy. I would just say at the beginning that, you know, I'm a retired geography professor, spent 30 years teaching at universities, and then probably for the last 10 years, especially after 9/11, I started kind of branching into other fields. After all, geography is kind of a universal field, and you can spread your wings into all parts of knowledge. And so I have several websites that, and after I retired in 2011, I really got too busy on these things. And these websites are each of them is more or less a digital library of information that I posted as just to educate people, and of course educate myself as I put them together. And these are basically from the first to the last. First one I made is naturalclimatechange.org. As a physical geographer, I would know something, and I taught climatology in past, quaternary environments and earth science classes. So I know something about the history of the climate of the earth, and I know that this global warming thing is one of the many, many propaganda lies that, you know, serves the elite, but doesn't serve the interests of the people, and you know, it's just one of the many, many propaganda lies we have to try to fend off with facts. And then the next one, 911nwo.com. I started shortly after 9/11, realizing that that was an inside job and a fraud. And there's an enormous amount of information on that. And another one where I live, San Luis Valley waterwatch.com, talking about water issues in the San Luis Valley of Colorado, which has one of the largest freshwater aquifers in North America. My music site, as you mentioned, this is something I've always loved to do, banjo, guitar, piano, vocals, erickarlstrom.com. That's the only thing I charge for. And then most recently, starting last fall, as an outgrowth of my 911nwo.com site, I put together another website called gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And I've been working hard on that. And in that capacity, I've been doing lots of interviews on, you know, radio shows, getting lots of feedback from TIs around the world. And, the learning curve has been very, very steep. This is a huge issue and does have to do with mind control and the earlier mind control programs. And, this is where I think we need to go. But I think I wanted to just mention the kind of the backdrop to that, which is, you know, my other websites have to do with deconstructing these myths, these lies, these cover stories that intelligence agencies build for us to keep us kind of looking in the wrong direction. So if I could, Andy, I'd like to start with a quote. Alan Dulles was the first CIA director who began as director of CIA in 1953. This is a quote from Alex Constantine. 1995, his book Psychic Dictatorship in the USA. He says, in 1953, CIA Director Alan Dulles, speaking before a national meeting of Princeton alumni, distinguished two fronts in the then current, quote, battle for men's minds. A first front of mass indoctrination through censorship and propaganda, we've been talking about that, and a second front of individual brainwashing and, quote, brain changing. Okay, this gets into the MK Ultra. Before an audience of fellow Ivy Leaguers, Dulles skipped the usual pieties about democracy. The same year, Dulles approved the CIA's notorious MKUltra project and exempted it from normal financial controls. Okay, so this has been one of the major thrusts of the intelligence, military intelligence, and other intelligence agencies led by the CIA, has been the control of humans' minds. They've done so, you know, with the MKUltra. They did it with, you know, chemicals and biological substances. And then by 1960, they'd kind of shifted. It started right after World War II with the Navy's Project Chatter, and then, you know, Operation Bluebird, and then Artichoke, and then MKUltra, and MKOff, and MKSearch, blah, 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 blah. Many, many, many programs. We only know about MKUltra from a group of documents that was found in 10 boxes in the CIA basement in the financial sector. It was Xeroxed copies, heavily redacted. But, you know, then they went out right, you know, anyway, there's a long backdrop story that's told in lots of books. I've written a book, an article on two of my websites called Mind Control History and Applications, which reviews the contents of about 50 books. What was very, very top secret is now much better understood. And this really is the backdrop to understanding what's going on with the gang stalking. This is electronic mind control globally imposed, sometimes called the Monarch Program. An excellent book by Marshall Thomas is called Monarch, the New Phoenix Program. So now the Phoenix Program, was, of course, during the Vietnam War, the CIA's program to neutralize the Vietnamese citizenry that was supporting the Viet Cong infrastructure. And this was the silver lining of the Vietnam War to the power elite, to the CIA, because they realized that they could develop techniques to go ahead and, neutralize, eliminate members of the civilian population that weren't on board. We're not welcoming their invaders and occupiers, in that case the United States, usually the United States, and then take them out. So they took the same program and applied it all over Central and South America in the 80s after the Vietnam War. They're applying it now, you know, with the death squads in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they're applying it in the United States and globally now. And Monarch, the aspect of Monarch, is the mind control aspect. Again, if an individual wants to understand global, I've actually got an acronym for it, Andy. It's two that I think is maybe better descriptor than gang stalking. I call it GOG's MOP. Of course, GOG being the Antichrist system. GOG's MOP stands for Global Organized Gang Stalking Monarch Operation Phoenix. Okay, it's mopping up operation then for. To assimilate, to neutralize all those individuals, or many of them, who cannot be ideologically assimilated, who are not going along with the New World Order program. We have all these electronic weapons for you now, and we can do this brain-changing thing, which they've been working on in secret for years. The other acronym I have is GOG's New Gestapo. I kind of like these acronyms. I'm a little bit proud of them. It took me a while to come up with them. So GOG's New Gestapo stands for Global Organized Gang Stalking Neuro Warfare, because that's what this is neuro warfare. So we've gone beyond the nuclear age into the neuro warfare age. Neuro Warfare Groups Electronic Slavery Torture PSYOPs Operation. So GOG's New Gestapo would be another term. Let me read you another quote, and then I'll shut up and let you say something. This is Jose Delgado, Dr. Jose Delgado, author of Physical Control of the Mind Toward a Psycho-Civilized Society. A book came out in 1971, and he was one of these CIA psychiatrists, mind control scientists, who invented the Stimosever, which was implanted in animals' brains and people's brains, and could be electronically stimulated then to control the nerve impulses and the thoughts even, and the reactions of creatures like humans. Delgado said, "We need a program of psychosurgery for political control of our society. The purpose of physical control of the mind, everyone who deviates from the given norm can be surgically mutilated. This is happening now. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his own personal point of view. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. We must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain. Also, you know, contracted to ESB, electronic stimulation of the brain. Well, now, of course, we have all these electronic weapons, psychotronic weapons that, you know, have refined Tesla technologies, all the you know, wavelengths and frequencies of the electromagnetic spectrum that the military has been developing in their revolution in military affairs that goes back many decades. And these are silently, secretly being directed at people's minds. And the targeted individuals are the ones, you know, who are used now as lab rats to develop these weapons, these neuro weapons, if you will. And again, I think that the targets tend to be free thinkers, people who are not ideologically assimilated into the mass mainstream, New World Order, etc. So I'll stop there. The point I'm making here, Andy, is that if one goes back and does some research and looks at the programs, the history of the programs of the CIA and other intelligence agencies, including the military. Military is a huge portion of this. In fact, target is a military word. Targeted individuals. These are people being targeted by the military. This is a military program, but it's also civil military operations is another term that the military uses. And that then combines all aspects of society, the corporate aspect. Now a lot of the intelligence work is outsourced to private corporations, also volunteer groups, local police, state police, federal police, your vigilante volunteers, neighborhood watch. All of these people are involved then in this targeting, which is an end run really around the legal system. It's like the leaders want a way to take people out without a trace, using soft kill, silent kill, slow kill, no-touch torture, electronic weapons, sometimes called non-lethal weapons. And this has been pushed now for many decades by the military as a more kinder and more gentle form of of control. And so they want to do an end run around the legal system. So a targeted individual may be targeted for many decades. But there's another aspect to this, and that is the mind mapping. They're also mapping individuals' minds to try to download them into supercomputers. This using technologies called remote neural monitoring and remote neural manipulation. It's about as evil as you can possibly imagine. There's a book by Dr. Robert Duncan, ex-CIA mind hacker, neuroscientist. It's called Project Soul Catcher. And so it's his contention and others like Brian too, that what they're trying to do is map and capture the will, intellect, and emotions of each of the targets, you know, and digitize that stuff and put it into the supercomputer, which many claim is conscious artificial intelligence. And then those personalities or souls would then be incorporated into the conscious supercomputer that could go out and target other individuals. So it's possible I could be, you know, contending now with Bobby Fischer's mind. You know, I think he was targeted, if you look at his statements. So, you know, the great chess master, Bobby Fischer. So they can like integrate these former personalities that they've disposed of into their conscious supercomputers to go ahead and target, using hyper game theory of this guy Nash of A Beautiful Mind. You know, it's a move, counter move, move, counter move, move, counter move, forcing the target, you know, to react, and they're provoking the constant target constantly with negative stimuli. Trauma-based mind control. Satanic ritual abuse is the technique used. And so you can imagine then that the targeted individuals are going through hell. And many, perhaps most of them, probably the great majority, don't even know they're being targeted. Dave Case, who I interviewed yesterday, the electronic engineer who invented a anti-tinnitus, which is the ringing in the ears, artificial tinnitus produced by this remote neuromonitoring. He's got a little CD that he's put together that kind of jams up the signal. And he thinks, you know, 10 to 20% of the world is targeted. And he's been working on this for a long time. Now, the numbers, I don't know, but now he's talking about 1 billion people, you know. So this is not a trivial, insignificant topic that we have approached here, Andy.
Yes, and do you think that, I don't want to jump right off point, it's more of a question, all these immigrants that are fighting age males we're seeing coming from sub-Saharan Africa over to white countries in Europe and America, Canada, Australia, they're trying to force them in any white country for some reason. Could these people already be targeted individuals for the purpose of shaping their minds to essentially, when the time comes, be aggressive to the white people in the nations where they've arrived?
Yes, I absolutely believe that's the case, or can be the case. You know, if we're talking about now a very large portion of the population, that the world population, that has, they've been collecting all kinds of metadata about, they're trying to find out everything about everybody. This is all stored in these NASA or NSA supercomputers. They have the capacity then to change people's moods, thoughts, etc., with various techniques, quite a few. And one technique is to use subliminal messages, go right into the subconscious. So one of the things that TIs experience is this thing called gang stalking, where it seems that many other individuals are harassing them and doing little street theater skits and whatnot to belittle them, or to, you know, just make their day bad or whatever, set them up. According to Dave Case, again, the engineer who made this anti-tinnitus CD, he's guessing that 80 to 90% of these perps, as we call them, perpetrators, are actually acting under subliminal suggestion. In other words, their little bit of the street theater is more or less implanted in their brain. So yes, many of the perps would be actually hired by the government and other agencies to stalk the TIs and to harass them. But many, perhaps the majority, according to Dave Case, are going to be under the influence of these subliminal suggestions. And of course, this goes way back to the Manchurian Candidate thing, you know, of, you know, there's a book called The Manchurian Candidate by John Marks that came out in 78 or something, and talking about the history of mind control. And the original goals of the MKUltra were to go ahead and, you know, they say it right up front in their original position papers, we want to find methodologies by which we can get others to do our bidding, even if it's against their self-interest and even their self-preservation. Well, this is the Manchurian Candidate. So you fragment the personality, you know, get it to dissociate and put amnesia barriers between the different subaltern parts. You can use trigger words or whatever to trigger that individual into a personality, which, say, is a killer or a sex slave or whatever, and then get them to do their little function through hypnosis, through electronic stimulation of the brain, through what they call radiohypnotic intracerebral control, RHIC, which they had before the Kennedy assassination, and probably used during the Kennedy assassination, and electronic dissolution of memory, EDM. They probably used that as well. Many of the shooters then, you know, all around the world could be mind-controlled slaves. Many of the terrorists in, say, the Middle East, you know, who strap on the bombs and run into the, you know, bus depot or whatever, could be also mind controlled in this manner. Basically, what you can do with this electronic, these electronic weapons is to grab a hold of somebody's mind and get them to do something that they wouldn't do normally, and then forget about it. And this has been going on for many decades. So I'm suggesting that, you know, hey, this is not in the interest of society. It's not in the interest of our nations. This is a criminal enterprise, way, way out of control. And we need to try to take back, expose this technology and take back our nations from the, you know, the mafia. Really, it's organized crime that's running these operations. I think that it's running the CIA. We need to expose this and defeat it.
Yes, and I was interested earlier when you said that a lot of these targeted individuals at the moment are actual guinea pigs for what they've got coming in the future. They're just kind of still in their testing phase, or, you know, have been many years ago, because Renata, who I'm having on tomorrow, she's experienced this for many decades. That would make more sense to me in the sense of, I obviously have done the work I've done, my book, my radio shows, that these people don't like at all, but I don't feel as if I'm targeted. And I would think to myself, surely they'd go after someone like me more than someone like Renata. But Renata could be being attacked, as you said, because she's got a different way of thinking anyway. But also that she may be one of these early guinea pigs that they're just honing their skills on when they roll it out to the wider public.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the history of trauma-based mind control experiments that the, you know, CIA and other, you know, military and intelligence agencies have carried out, heavily, they tend to experiment on women a little bit more than men because women have a higher pain threshold and they're considered maybe less important in the society by, you know, some, you know, the higher-ups or whatever. Also, minorities like blacks are heavily targeted. So black women would be, you know, kind of heavily represented in these studies, like you say, as guinea pigs. Dave Case, who I got this interview with, and it's on my website now, I think it's quite important. He said the Department of Justice has been, you know, selling these weapons to other nations so other nations could control their own populations. So basically all the nations of the world are on board this. So if I, as a targeted individual or a black woman like Renata, decides to, I'm going to go to...
I've got to jump in. She's not black.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I don't believe she's black. So, I just had to jump in to correct that. Carry on, sorry.
Oh, I think Renata is, but I've seen her on YouTube.
It may be a different Renata that I'm talking about.
It could be. Yeah, but you know, anyway, what I'm saying is that if the TI, of course, the impulse is to get away from this thing, so you think, well, I'm going to go for the hills, or I'm going to go for this, third world country, but with satellites that relays these signals, apparently they can find you anywhere, and the program follows you. That is to say, your own particular protocol what they do. There's six phases of this targeting, according to Dr. John Hall. The first one is selection. You're selected into the program. Then you're surveilled for a couple, 3 years to get all the data about your, you know, mind and body as backup. And then they jump in with the actual gang stalking and the defamation phase simultaneously. Those are two different phases, but they happen together. So they get actually people out there on the street, you know, saying, oh, she's a prostitute, he's a pedophile, whatever, to discredit the individual, to isolate them. And then the fifth phase would be the directed energy weapons, the electronic and psychotronic weapons, the remote neural monitoring, the voice to skull, all these things. And then the last one is monitoring. And yes, they have probably hundreds or even thousands of programs that they're testing, because they, you know, all this mapping the brain that the, you know, the Obama administration has put money into. This is all part of weaponizing these technologies so that, you know, for control of humans, and perhaps also for the merging of humans with machines. Again, if you're going to digitize somebody's brain, put it on a chip and give it to somebody else, then now you're talking transhumanism. So in the future, this may well lead to some people in the world think is cool, you know, which is people living forever as gods, which is, you know, goes right back to the Garden of Eden and skirting around God's natural laws.
Yes, and it's... I'm trying to work out, is there a way, I mean, that we can deflect any gang stalking that's done to us? Now, say, for example, you've got people approaching you in the street, people doing things like that, and that's very difficult to stop, unless, of course, you choose not to leave your home. That would be one way not to encounter these people. But could there be people that are protected through... I know you tend to come from this more of a scientific point of view, but say something like the power of prayer, if someone prayed regularly, could that protect them? What are your thoughts on that? Or is that not really your field?
Absolutely. I totally agree. The black Renata that I'm speaking of, you know, with absolutely no criticism implied, is Christian, and she presides over a talk show. Most of the listeners there then would be TIs trying to get information about what's going on, and many of them would agree, as Brian Tu stated in a 3.5 interview that I have on my website, that Christian doctrine does probably about the only thing that really affords protection from this, you know, because their goal is to try to get you, is to trick you. All of this is based on deception and manipulation, to trick you into thinking that your neighbor's doing this or somebody's doing that, and then you just go over the edge and you commit a crime, or maybe you commit suicide or something like that. But if you have, you know, some kind of connection with the Creator and with Jesus, you're less likely to, you know, respond in these violent ways. You have a little more, you know, grounding, I think, in you know, cosmic what's it, reality, which is, you know, God. And so absolutely, your question's right on. And of course, all TIs are looking for, you know, countermeasures. Like I mentioned, this anti-tinnitus CD. Brian, too, talks about mental shielding, where you says the best thing to do to kind of foil the technology is to go ahead and, you know, multitask, which confuses their equipment because they can't get a single signal. Go ahead and act spontaneously, listen to pleasing music, read your short-term memory to distinguish what are your thoughts from the injected thoughts, and to redirect your thoughts. So let's say you experience what you realize now is a remote neural attack. Somebody's put a thought in your mind or a mood. Redirect your thoughts to Jesus if you are a Christian, or to you know, the Lord's Prayer or something, as I do. So yes, there are these strategies that TIs, because we're in it for the long haul. This is a long-term program, and sometimes it takes 20 years for them to map your brain, and then of course then it's a terminal experiment, and they need to try to dispose of the subject, you know. So what we have is an illegal usage of civilians. Governments have given over to these intelligence and military organizations and private organizations the right to go ahead and experiment on their citizens and remove all the constitutional protections, civil liberties of those individuals. So this is another area where, you know, people can and should get educated and fight back, because our governments are now criminal syndicates operating by these powers.
Yes, and I just actually Googled Renata targeted individual YouTube, and the Renata you're referring to is Renata Murray.
Okay, I
can see a black lady there, and the name's spelled slightly differently, but I want to give this to the listeners, because then they can look at these YouTubes, because you said that she does very good presentations, is that correct?
Well, you know, I transcribed a 3.5 interview that she did on one of these talk show programs with Brian Tu, who is a former Department of Defense guy who's now a target, and he was also studying law, and he has studied the science of it with the scientists themselves, and he's put together a fairly coherent story about how all this works. And of course, if you're a TI, you need that. You need to understand how this program is working, because again, it is all based on deception and manipulation. And the more you understand what's happening to you, the better off you are. And your responses are going to be more appropriate, you know, because they have very smart psychologists figuring out how to push your buttons and to push you over the edge and to make you act out in a way that you discredit yourself and destroy yourself. So what they want you to do is commit suicide. What they want you to do is commit a crime so they can lock you up or mentally institutionalize you in a mental hospital. See, then they can say, well, he did it to himself. You know, we didn't do it, you know. So it is a very, very evil program. You know, if you don't believe in Satan before you study this stuff, I can just about bet you're going to believe in Satan after you study this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And I was, I found that, it's worth the listeners, Brian Tu, that's BryanTew, BryanTew. If you go into your Google, or maybe another search engine may be better, because we know that they're hemorrhaging results right now, so you can try DuckDuckGo or any other search engine you feel is more reliable than that. And that would be just Brian Tu, targeted individuals YouTube. There's loads of different things there, and I think you said you've got some, you've written about it some yourself, you've got some articles on your gang stalking site regarding that, is that correct?
Yeah, if you go to my gang stalking mind control cults.com website and go under gang stalking, which is the upper left heading, and go down two or three or four, you'll find an article, former DOD contractor Brian Tu discusses conscious computers and mind control, the two hypotheses. And in that post, I go ahead and I've got the 3.5-hour interview posted. I summarize what's in it, and then I transcribe it. And then I have a few other things with Brian too. Also, he's got a whole series of YouTubes out there. So this is one way for people who, you know, want to learn about this program is to find the right people to learn from. The internet gives us this opportunity.
Yes, exactly. And Renata Murray has a YouTube channel called God is Our Protector. All one word, God is Our Protector.
So, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and as I say, her name is spelled R-E-N-A-T-T-A, and then surname Murray is M-U-R-R-Y, M-U-R-R-Y. So that'll give the listeners something to do for their homework for additional information on this subject. Now, it's very interesting to obviously discuss how we can prevent it from that point of view. So we talked about prayer, but say, for example, you're out and you talked about street theatre. This could be people literally, you know, coming up in front of you, getting in your face, all this sort of stuff. I mean, the only way of dealing with something like that, if you feel, you know, if in this country, I think the law, if you feel harassed, alarmed or distressed, and this is a bone of contention for what I do, because, of course, I've said before, the UK law is now based upon the feelings of an individual. And so it's very difficult to know what you can and cannot say, because something that you say or do might harass, alarm or distress an individual, or they may just claim that they are harassed, alarmed or distressed because they want to get you into trouble. But my point being is that if you were to say that, give the UK as an example, because that's where this law is, that you've been harassed, alarmed or distressed by somebody in the street, one of these street theatre people, what would you expect from the police? Would you expect support, do you think, or would you be expect to be brushed off because they're in on it as well? What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
Well, the latter. You know, I have been very careful because I've, you know, been reading a lot, and you know, I had studied mind control before I realized I was a DI, you know, so that gave me a, you know, a head start. I had written this article in 2012, Mind Control History and Applications, and it took me a whole year to write it. It was about the history of MKUltra and these other programs. And it was a very dark year, because when you start studying mind control, you're right down there in the ninth circle of hell with Satan, you know, because what people will do to other people to control them is very, very evil. It goes into the satanic ritual abuse thing. So yeah, then I realized that I was actually, you know, being targeted. It took quite a while for me to realize that was going on. And then, I'm sorry, I just lost the thread there. Your question, can you repeat that real quick again?
Yeah, that's okay. All I was saying was, I mean, you answered the part of it of if you go to the authorities, would you expect them to help, even the low-level police?
Yes.
And your answer was no.
Sorry. I was leading up to the idea. Yeah, supposedly this does do brain damage. But anyway, I was leading up to the idea that you, as a TI, it's not a good idea to go to the authorities because, you know, like Brian Tu says, if you go to the authorities and say hundreds of people are following me, you know, well, the program is designed to make you appear to be paranoid, schizophrenic, delusional, and then many of the police are in on it to boot, as well as the medical profession, because especially the medical profession, they actually can make money on this, as Dave Case pointed out in the interview that I did with him. So you have large segments of the society which are cooperating with this. There's a book, excellent book by, this is more geopolitics, but Douglas Valentine has a book called The CIA as Organized Crime, How Illegal Operations Corrupt America and the World. And well, he says that $9 trillion has been transferred from social programs. I'm not sure if this is true, but I'll take his numbers. $9 trillion has been transferred from social programs to the National Security Establishment, also known as the National Security Enterprise, since 9/11. So we've had this restructuring of society along the lines of civil-military operations, where the military is all joined up with the police, and Israel is training police departments, and you know now we're supposed to get this Israeli-type ghetto fence separating Mexico and America, and so what's going on then is the tail of Israel has been wagging the dog of America, you know, to control the world for a long time. So I just have to throw this in, because I think you might be sympathetic, but I've come to the conclusion, Andy, that, you know, 9/11, the war on terror, all the hot wars in the Middle East, and the national security state at home, this draconian totalitarian police state at home, which features gang stalking as a major component, all of these are part and parcel of the same program, which is to conquer the world for Judeo-Masonic Satanists and the Antichrist system. Going back to this Gog's Mob thing, and there's a heck of a lot of information and evidence for that. A lot you present in your book, Synagogue of Satan, and this, of course, is politically incorrect in the extreme. But of course, that's why it's politically incorrect. We're not supposed to speak the truth, like Voltaire yes. said. You want to know who rules you? Find out who you can't criticize. You know, and so. One TI told me Jews are behind the whole thing. All the levels of gang stalking, he says. In fact, Jesus and the apostles were gang stalked, you know. So we're dealing with an ancient system which has been updated with enormously sophisticated technologies. I think what we have basically is, and I'm just going to speculate on this, going back to the Illuminati, Adam Weishaupt founded the Bavarian Illuminati in 1776. It was called the Order of Perfectibilists. It was a group of very, very rich and powerful Germans, mostly Jews, a secret society, and it was their program for the world takeover. And, of course, Adam Weishaupt was born Jewish as well. And then, you know, it was called the Order of Perfectibilists. It was also called the Order of Bees toward the end. He wanted to call it the Order of Bees. So what he wanted, what he envisioned, was kind of a hive mind of people who would work towards this Jewish utopia world order. I think that this global gang stalking, Gog's Mob, Gog's New Gestapo, is the same thing. Let's target the outliers, make sure they're in the hive mind. And of course, one way to do that is to erase their minds and reprogram them so that they become slaves in the Jewish utopia, which is envisioned and has been worked towards for now generations and centuries, even millennia. So you can expect then a lot of Christians are going to get targeted, because Christians are the one group that this dominant Judeo-Masonic Satanist group hates the most, and historically that's easily proven.
Yes, and one point on that, and I don't know if you're familiar, there was a guy who was in front of the committee in the Senate, I believe, or Congress, what have you, he was a Christian. And one of the people on the committee right. was Bernie Sanders, a Jew, of course, right. ran for president. And he was like, how can we let you in? You're a Christian. And it was just so blatant. And, of course, we know how much the Jews absolutely hate Christians. But when you see things like that being said, imagine if the guy was Jewish and someone said, how can we let you in? You're a Jew.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, Maimonides, this 11th or 12th century rabbi, you know, said, hey, when we are in the ascendant, you know, it's forbidden to save or heal a Christian. In other words, we have to kill him. God wants us to kill him. And so I think they're getting very brazen right now. You know, I think that it is, you know, the six Jewish corporations own 95% of the world's media. And you know, now Trump is advised by his Jewish son-in-law, and basically the United States is controlled by Israel and blah, 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 blah. So I think we're getting very close to the point where Jews are in the ascendant. And, of course, most people in America don't realize it, but back in, I think it was the 90s, the United States slipped under Noahide laws, which is kind of Jewish laws for Gentiles, which says that if an idolater is found, you know, he must have his head cut off. And of course, they would define the Christian as an idolater. So it's in American law now to cut off Christians' heads. And this is coming from, you know, some wild and crazy Chabad Lubavitcher rabbi out of New York who's name I can't remember, but he
Schneerson, I think it was Rabbi Schneerson. He's dead now.
I think it was Schneerson. Yes, and these guys are Jewish supremacists. You know, they make the Germans look like pikers. I mean, they believe that they're gods and that we're beasts and we're animals, and that, you know, like Begin, Menachem Begin said, you know, one Jewish fingernail isn't worth a million Arabs' lives. I mean, you know, in other words, kill all the Arabs and don't even harm a Jewish fingernail. So, you know, I mean, this is an insane cult. It's a satanic cult. They're a serpent cult. It's serpent people, serpent culture. As Tex Mars points out in his book, The Holy Serpent of the Jews, you know, the rabbis plan to have Satan crush their enemies and vault the Jews into global dominion. And this is taking it right out of the horse's mouth of the rabbis. You know, he's not inventing anything. He's just quoting them. So, yeah, I mean, this is, I think, what's ultimately behind this. Now, I think America has been occupied. It's an occupied country, occupied by the, you know, this group, this tribe, this cult. And, you know, you can go back to the Kennedy assassination and say, well, you know, that was a military coup, and the United States has been controlled by this group more or less ever since.
Yeah, so I think I actually had Tex on to discuss that book, Holy Serpents of the Jews, last year, and he actually had that book banned at the same time as mine was taken off Amazon and all those Holocaust revisionist material as well. And his was one of those books that had none of that material in it. It was basically, I mean, well, you know, you've read it. He just gave accounts of what rabbis themselves have said, but it goes back to the Talmud, which is, you know, a Jew must never share with a non-Jew anything out of the Talmud, etc., etc., etc. And going back to I really would, because I understand you've got a lot of people that approach you who are TIs, and you yourself are a TI. I like to use my show to try and see if there's any way at all we can help. We discussed the prayer, you said was pretty much the only tool that you could use was faith. And, of course, you've got to have the faith, folks. If your words are empty, then you're not going to believe, and you're not going to be believed, and you're not going to get the protection. But the other thing, I mean, this might sound quite stupid, really. I'm going to say it anyway. From a young age, probably 12, 13, Eric, I used to always walk around with my headphones on whenever I was out. I loved music. So back then, I had my little Walkman cassette player. And then, of course, you moved on to your Discman, your little portable Sony Discman. And then, of course, now most people are walking around with headphones on because they're used to it with their iPhones or their Android phones or what have you. But one thing that I noticed in when I was doing that over the years is that, say, you're in a shop, a store, and you're just looking at things. Now, if you haven't got anything on your ears, you're likely to get a salesman come up to you to try and sell you something. But if you've got music on, then they don't tend to bother you because they don't want to appear rude if you're listening to something. And so my issue there is there some way that we could modify that? Of course, if people are going to come up right in front of you, dancing around in front of your stuff like that, but certainly if people are going to try and get you verbally, if you have, you know, headphones on, music playing, can certainly stop any verbal harassment unless they literally take the headphones off you. And sure, you know, what are your thoughts? Am I just blowing in the wind here?
No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, what they're doing, they're trying to get your attention with these little skits, you know, with what Brian Tu calls conversational and situational scenarios that their psychologists devise to get your attention and then to provoke you and then measure your response to the provocation. See, they're trying to predict your behavior, and then they load that back into the conscious supercomputer. So anything that will, you know, so they're trying to entrain your brain with these signals, with the what a lot of TIs experience as the ringing in the ears, the artificial tinnitus. Also, they experience fossing, which is kind of light show that goes on because of the stimulation of the optic nerve by these electromagnetic frequencies. But if your brain is entrained to something else, like pleasing music, or in the case of Dave Case's anti-tinnitus CD, he's put together, you know, for 99 cents, he's put together a whole bunch of frequencies that are very unpredictable that would jam the electromagnetic signal of the supercomputer. And so what you say is very, very right on. Yeah, why not? If you're a TI, get those headphones on, walk around town, you know, listening to pleasing music. That is one of the things that Brian too talks about. And thank you for reminding me of that. I should do that myself. But I have been listening to the anti-tinnitus CD, I think with some positive effects, especially at night with headphones, because they attack you at night when you're asleep, when you're most vulnerable. And they're trying to change your memories. They're trying to change your short-term memories. They'd go right into your subconscious with these subliminal suggestions, etc. So it's a very, very, very sophisticated program. And so if we have some basic understanding of how it works, we can defend ourselves much better than if we don't. We just think we're going crazy. And then we could wind up falling for the bait, committing suicide, killing somebody else, hurting somebody else, getting institutionalized, losing our livelihoods, our houses, our reputations, everything. They just want to destroy the target. That's it's destruction.
Yes, exactly. I think there are elements that I could have been targeted in. So it's not as simple as... There are so many methods. So say, for example, you do feel that you're being harassed in some way, then you may well be a targeted individual. It doesn't mean that you have to be followed around by hundreds of different people, because that's just one way that they do it. But there are all sorts of different ways. As Eric just said, very interesting point. Another way of doing that is to... there was a case recently, and this could well be a TI. There's a guy, and he's minding his own business at home, and these kids are racing round up and down on their mopeds, and on these little moped scooters they have now. I don't know if they do the same in the States, Eric, but these idiot kids, because they're allowed to ride them at the age of like 16 here, and you can't drive a car till you're 17. So this is the only sort of motorised transport that they can use. So they get these little mopeds, scooters, I think you call them in the States, things like the old Vespa type things, little Honda things. And then they do something to the silencer. They basically remove it. And so when they go past you, it makes a deafening racket. And there was this story in the UK, and these guys were doing this to this guy. And so he ran up and he hit one of them. Of course, one of them fell off and apparently had brain damage. He's not going to walk again and all this. And this guy is so evil and things like that. Never mind the fact that this guy just wanted to relax on his day off. And he was just being... I mean, these things are deafening, but it's always his fault. And so that's an example of how, whether this guy was or wasn't a TI, don't we see in the current day and age, if you think going back 20, 30 years, you think of a police siren, or a fire engine siren, and you hear them today, they're deafening, and then they keep pressing buttons and making them make different noises and all this. And I think that this is aspects of it as well. They're literally trying to drive everyone mad. They want you all on edge, and so if the slightest thing happens to you, you're more likely to flip a switch and go attack somebody. I mean, that's the way that I'm seeing the world in the last few years, that the general stress level has just gone through the roof. And this could be what they're doing on a wider range, literally gang stalking everybody. What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, Dave Case estimates, and it's an estimate, 20-30% of the world's population is either under this kind of mind control targeting, or they're being monitored. You know, so it's now a global problem. There's nowhere you can go to escape this in that sense, because again, the satellites would then target the brains of the individuals. But yeah, this goes back to the Tavistock Institute, which I guess is in your neighborhood, that 1917 or 18 or 19, right around World War One, the British Army's Psychological War Division under Sir John Rawlings Rees studied shell-shocked soldiers, not to heal them, but to try to figure out how to impose that kind of post-traumatic stress syndrome on the masses. So this is a 100-year-old program, again, run by the elite. I'm not going to blame the English people or the German people or the American people. It's the elite that bounces back and forth and controls the institutions of these countries. And, they've had now Tavistock and their related affiliates in America, you know, Stanford Research Institute and, you know, MIT, and the list is very long if you read John Coleman's book about the Tavistock Institute of Institutions. All of these are then ultimately to destroy America and other nation states. And the driving people crazy is a huge part of this. I totally agree with you. I think it's very systematic. I think it's very deliberate. You know, you can read a newspaper for the last 20 years and read one sentence, and the next sentence the journalist will just contradict what he just said. You know, this is imposing the double mind, you know, that James warns about in the Bible. You know, a double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. So the system itself is trying to drive people crazy, and I think the targeted individual phenomenon, the gang stalking, is the most virulent, dramatic, and vicious possible way to do this.
Yes, and we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left. Now, we can always overrun. I will never cut you off with leaving you with something that you wish to say on the show, Eric. So, as you know, we can always overrun. But bearing that in mind, I was going to ask you if there were any examples you could give of your own experiences as a TI to bridge us into tomorrow's show with Renata. But also, if there's anything else that you would like to raise that you have not yet raised on this show, please feel free to do so.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's it. Thank you, Andy, for that opportunity. You know, my strategy, again, having had the benefit of studying this program, you know, as I realize that I'm in it, a very interesting way to study it. I mean, I can study what happens to me and I can read about what happens to others. If you go back to the Macy conferences in the period right after World War II, and a guy named Gregory Bateson, and he was a British guy, very tall, 6'8", or something like this, who worked with the CIA in Burma during World War II. And so there's a lot of, you know, MI6 CIA cooperation, as well as CIA and Nazi cooperation. And his goal was to try to figure out a system where you could mimic these symptoms of schizophrenia. And how can we impose what looks like schizophrenia? And of course, there's this, a lot of people think schizophrenia is actually quite rare. But the power elite, the intelligence agencies, have figured out to create symptoms that look like schizophrenia. Then an individual can be institutionalized in the medical establishment. The mental health establishment can make a lot of money off that. So that's a long way of saying that I generally don't talk about my symptoms. And the reason I don't talk about my symptoms is just that. What they want to do is create a system where if you go talk about your symptoms, you sound crazy. So what I do in response is I study them. And now I've got, you know, these websites. They're huge. I've been studying them a lot. And, my goal is to take them down. My goal is to defeat them for the people, for the natural world, for, if you will, God. I mean, this is God's universe. These guys are trying to impose a completely false and fallacious matrix upon us, which has nothing to do with God's reality. You know, the global warming issue is an example of that. They don't care about nature. They hate nature. They hate human nature. They hate humans. These people, I think, are Satan's children. So that said, I'll let Renata and others talk about their symptoms. I've got a segment in my website called TI Statements. I haven't put too many on there yet, but based on all the emails I've gotten, it won't take long to fill that up. So I'm getting lots of statements. It's a huge thing. I guess in terms of what I would like to say, goes back to, let's look at the historical development of this thing. You know, I mean, it's easy to be jerked around and, you know, think we're going crazy and everything. This is from my interview with Dave Case, this inventor in America who invented the anti-tinnitus CD. He told me that there's a 1973 issue of MindNet Journal in which three scientists, very bright guys, Persinger, Ludwig, and Ossenkopf, state, within the last 2 decades, a potential has emerged which was improbable but which is now feasible. This potential is the technical ability to directly influence the major portion of the approximately 6 billion brains of the human species without medication, through classical sensory modalities, by generating neural information within a physical medium within which all members of the species are immersed. In other words, we're all living in this electromagnetic soup. You know, there's all these wavelengths of energy and frequencies pinging around us, and they can manipulate now these electronic signals in such a way that they have it within their grasp now to control the minds of individuals. And of course, George Orwell, you know, in 1984 said, you know, the past only exists in the mind, and if the mind can be controlled, you know, what then? They can replace your real memories with artificial memories. He who controls the present controls the past. He who controls the past controls the future, said Orwell. So this is where we are in terms of our psychopathic leaders. They were very, very afraid of what happened in the 60s in the United States with all the protests, and they doubled down real hard to find ways to make sure that political dissent and activism and whatnot can be tightly controlled. And now they have a system by which they can do this worldwide. They can actually change the minds, torture the minds, and change the behavior. This is the goal, to manipulate and control human behavior. So these people are monsters. And they're smart, these scientists, but their bottom line, what they're doing is monstrous. Gang stalking is a criminal felony in every single state in the United States, and yet it's being conducted on a massive scale. So now we have criminalized the entire society. Department of Homeland Security said in 2003 article reports this in the Boston Globe, we want a situation where 100 million Americans are enlisted as citizen spies. Okay, the East German Stasi only had 1 in 6 citizen spies that were working with the national security system. They want 1 out of 3. So now we're describing hell. Now we've got citizen spies. Now we've got electronic mind control going on. America's being taken down rapidly, and we need to figure out a way to expose this and defeat it. Otherwise, just kiss it goodbye, I think.
Yes, I agree. And a couple of points that you raised. Firstly, you said, you know, you see these people all as children of the devil. Well, Jesus Christ said that himself in John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, ye are of your father the devil. And he was talking to the Jews. And when you look in the book of Mark, chapter 7, I believe it's verse 3, it says there who he was talking to, and it was the Pharisees and all the Jews. And of course, when they crucified him, they said, let his blood be on us and our children, meaning the sin that they had committed to carry down through their children, so they will remain children of the devil. And the point you raised about these people destroying nature. You just look at these companies like Monsanto. Again, owned by these same people. And Monsanto, the people that own that are descended from Jewish slave traders. You know, that company goes all the way back there. They're modifying seeds so they can sell them to people every year. They're taking nature and they're doing all this gene splicing and all sorts of frankenfood that they're creating as a result. They don't want anything natural. They want to tamper with everything that God created. And that, I believe, is a real indicator of who we're facing. So I'm going to hand back to you now, Eric, and please give your websites again, any closing statement you'd like to make. And also, you made the point that the only way people can give you money is through your music website. So I'd like to encourage people, if you don't have a donate button or anything, if you could let people know where they could buy some of your music, because of course that will help support you to help you continue this great work that you've been doing. So over to you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. This has been a very good show, I think. I've been learning about this gang stalking, and it's been a revelatory process. So I'm still digging and learning from others, and the faster we learn, the better, I think, collectively. So I really appreciate this opportunity. Yes, I have all these websites that are digital libraries, 911nwo.com, naturalclimatechange.org, San Luis Valley, waterwatch.com. This one we've been talking about tonight or today, gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. And then my music site. And all my life I've been very active musician. That's kind of just, you know, like rolling downhill for me. It's, I suppose, one of those, you know, talents that God gives you, and we're supposed to develop, you know. So I've got like about 18 CDs that I've made over the years, and working heavily on the banjo now, kind of with my own style. And that's all on the ericcarlstrom.com website. You know, music is a personal taste, but my brain gets entrained on this music as I play the banjo, and I think that's probably a pretty good protection from the remote neural monitoring manipulation system, the RNM system, which is also trying to weasel in. Now this is a reality that all of us face, you know, and of course they want us to go ahead and, you know, ridicule and, dispose of these crazy targeted individuals. But in fact, we all may be targeted now. And so we need to understand who's targeting us and why. And that's why I think we had a pretty good show, Andy, in discovering and discussing that. Who's targeting us and why, and what's the history of this? I think they want to put us in this satanic hive mind, this collective mentality that Jews obviously have. They work together to advance Satan's kingdom. And for those of us who are not interested in bringing on Satan's kingdom, who perhaps want to, you know, to stick with God's kingdom, nature and God's kingdom, this is something to be opposed with every fiber of our mind and body. So I really appreciate your show, Andy, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss these things.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Eric. You're always welcome on the show. And one other thing I'll mention is that in our next show, if you would like, if you can either play or get over to me, email me a track you want played, then in the middle of the show, then we'll play a piece of your music for the listeners, if you would like.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Like I say, you know, I've got like 3 CDs of piano and all original, and 3 CDs of mostly guitar and banjo originals. Now I'm working on my 3 CDs of all banjo originals. And so inventing music, making music, this is very satisfying. There's no limit to what the human creative capacity can do. I could live many lives. I could keep living, you know, for many decades and never get bored with what's possible musically. So I let's do that. Let's do that.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to having you on the show again soon. And just to let listeners know, have a think about what's going on in your lives, if there's any areas that you're concerned about, and try and rise above them with the techniques that Eric said about today and the power of prayer, what have you. You may be targeted individuals out there, you may not know it, and just be careful, because of course we know these people are after us every chance that they get. And I'll give you an example straight away. Regular listeners to this show will probably have noticed that on the show today there's an audible hum that gets louder at points and then goes softer. Well, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that this doesn't really occur on my shows, so I believe that this show has been targeted by these people in that way, with that frequency. And I hope it didn't disturb your enjoyment of the show, but I want to thank Eric again for joining me. I want to thank all of you for listening. I'll be back with you all soon, and bye for now.
You have been listening to the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock Show on TBR Radio, brought to you by the Barnes Review. Andrew's book, The Synagogue of Satan, is now available on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, in an updated, expanded, and uncensored edition.